What you're going to get is, I've really got to contrast some of my background, and because Alex has been, as always, enthusiastic and forthright. And if I'm not as enthusiastic and forthright as him, because I've come off a plane, traveled overnight, so if my voice trails anything, that's my excuses in. But so Alex described how he avoided going to university. I'm one of these people who kind of followed the traditional pathway that some of you will relate to. So I have memories of sitting where you're sitting 30 years ago, listening to obscure lectures on computational fluid mechanics, which some of you may relate to. And I was an academic. And then one day I woke up and realized I was fed up with being poor. And that was my motivation. So I'd kind of bought into this whole thing of, getting a PhD, having a publishing track record and everything else. And so I came very late to this game compared to Alex, much, much later. And I'm, of course, much older than Alex, and I don't have a ponytail. But I did used to have very long hair. And I probably wouldn't pass the test that American politicians have to pass as well. So it's just... Right, that's fine, yeah. So being, if you like, coming from a more academic tradition, you'll find that my slides and my framework is slightly more structured in the sense of people complain saying, why do you have to produce Excel spreadsheets? Why can't you just explain what you mean? What I want to talk about is teams, of course, and it's from a slightly different perspective. I can chime with all the things that Alex has said because they're all very, very good points. But I guess my own experience in teams comes from two areas. One is building a number of companies myself, which have actually gone on to build other companies and other businesses. So Shai said we've built a lot of technology companies, not all in the Cambridge area, some in other parts of the UK, some outside, some in the US, and more recently some in India. So that's one set of experiences, is really building teams of people who are going to help other people build businesses. And then the second is the experience from the teams in the companies that I've either invested in or I've been actively involved in. So you'll see some of those things come through, I hope, in the next few minutes.